things are possible.
Welcome to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Africa Hali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, Accra, Ghana. This message of faith is life-transforming, anointed to help you discover your right positioning and mission in God's kingdom. It will help you break from past negative perceptions and empower you to lead an overcoming life. Now, receive Reverend Afrique.
Amen. Well, today, in line with the season of 40 days of power, this season calls for a lot of prayers, is that not? Yeah. Fasting without prayer is hunger strike. In fact, you must be praying more. I don't know how you can sustain your fasting without prayer. And so today, in this series, I bring to you from Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass that as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he stopped, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. This was a prayer request. They came to Jesus, praying Jesus to teach them how to pray. And he taught them how to pray. So the broad title is, Teach Us to Pray. We take prayer to be so simple. We take prayer to be so natural. If that is so, why are many of us running after prayer services at strange sources if it is that simple? If you don't like the title, Teach Us to Pray, alternatively, you can write this, Learning How to Pray. Say amen. Teach us to pray. Subtitle, Learning How to Pray. So this was a prayer request. They actually came to request Jesus. So it's a prayer. They were praying Jesus, teach us to pray. And Jesus taught them how to pray. What they were saying was that we don't know how to pray. Teach us how to pray. I see the humility in the request. And for this request by the early disciples, Jesus taught them how to make a request in prayer. Prayer is so important that these early disciples could petition Jesus, Sir, teach us to pray. So we are going to learn why we pray and how we must pray. Because if you know the importance of prayer and how to pray, your prayer life will be so effective. They saw their need. Listen to me. They saw their need for prayer. Prayer is an existential need. What do I mean by existential need? Once you are alive, created by God, dependent on God, prayer is a natural need. The need to pray is a need. Yet not many know how to do it and how to do it effectively. And so many of us are frustrated. Why are you frustrated? Because it is a need that must be met by prayer. Listen to this. Praying is a need that is met by praying. Amen. Can I say that again? Prayer or praying is a need. Which need or prayer is met? By praying. And so until it is met by praying, until you pray, the need is not met. So you see how frustrating it can be when you have a need. And the need is that you want to pray, yet you cannot pray. You don't know how to pray. And you are running after everyone, everywhere, for this need to be met. God is helping us. Can somebody say after me, Lord, teach me how to pray. So if Jesus was here today, and before he came, you were already doing something called prayer, then you ask him, "Sir, teach me how to pray." Would you take his instruction? What you must know about prayer and praying, number one, is that prayer is not a gifted spiritual activity. Prayer, the one we do, especially Pentecostal charismatic, it is not for the gifted. If it is only for the gifted, or it is a gift that is expressed in some activity, only those who are gifted. Gifted prayer warriors will be praying. So, in a typical Christian setting, we have deferred prayer to a department called prayer warriors, intercessors, because they are the people gifted to pray. Look at me. Do you teach a gift? You don't teach a gift. They came to Jesus and said, "Sir, teach us how to pray." You don't teach a gift. So Jesus did not lay hands on them and said, "Take." Matthew chapter 6. In teaching them how to pray, he also tried to correct some mistakes in prayer. And he said, it is rewarding. We'll come to that. But get to know, we don't just pray into the air, but prayer is rewarding. If prayer is not a gifted activity, what is it? It is a learned activity. You learn it. Please, spontaneous, charismatic, prayer is learned. If it is taught, then somebody must learn how to pray. So prayer is a practice that is learned. You don't catch prayer in the air. I've said so many things, but number two, what we need to know about prayer. Prayer or praying is not by impartation. I am teaching charismatics who believe in impartation. The ability to pray is learned. It is not by laying on of hands. Because Jesus did not lay hands on them and say, "Receive." He taught them. He taught them. And whilst he was teaching them, they were writing it down. Say, "Amen." Number three, praying or prayer is not talking. Prayer is not talking. I want to help somebody who is frustrated because they cannot talk. They don't want to talk. If prayer is just talking, they are only the talkatives. Are you getting it now? Only the talkatives will be praying. And those of us who don't want to talk, we'll just be looking on like that. Prayer is more than talking. Come on, say a better amen. About 90% of the external showmanship we see, they are just public show. Public display. Jesus, in teaching them how to pray effectively, he said, "Enter your closet. Let no one see you." Who do you want to believe? Jesus or the show boys and girls? Prayer and praying is not about talking. It's not for talkatives. If it is not for talkatives, or it's not just about talking, what is it? It is structured talking. Let your talking be guided by a structure. Thank you, Father. So Jesus told them in Matthew chapter 6, don't be looking at what they do, repetition, and they think they can be heard by their much saying. Not so. Is somebody getting it? So by all means, talk in prayer, but let that talking be structured. And Jesus gave us a structure. Amen. So prayer per se is not talking, but it is structured talking or structured speech. Those of us who lead prayer, you know that you become more effective if you write your prayers down and you come. And with the backing of the Holy Ghost, you realize that you don't you don't run out of words because you have stretched. If you are veering, you come back. You know, this is what I am saying. This is what I am saying. Somebody say amen. So, my dear, when you set out to pray, ask yourself, is this talking, is this speech grounded? What is the foundation? Your prayers must be founded, they must be grounded, they must be based on provisions of the Word of God. So the Word of God is the ground for our petition, for our complaints. When we come before God, the Word of God is the ground. Not just talking, but you must know the particular provision upon which you are coming. Two things. Number one, provisions. Number two, precedent. God's word is a provision. And so the professional intercessors, I'm talking about lawyers, when they come, there are at least two or four things. Number one, God has said something about you. Where is that in? It's in a provision. It's in the word of God. That's number one. That gives you a right, number two. Gives you a right, number two. All of us, children of God, have a right. We have plenty of rights. There are so many promises. God has promised us. And that has become our right, number two. Number three, that right must be breached. That's a delay. You know it. But it is not coming to pass. You have a right to it. But somebody, an entity, is interfering with it. That is the breach. Somebody has sat on it. Somebody is stopping you from advancing forward. God has said it. But some entity said, no, you will not enjoy it. So your right, which is provided in God's word, has been what? Breached.
Voice of Possibility will be back soon. We hope you are being blessed by this message. For counseling or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call after this broadcast on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Welcome back to Voice of Possibility.
And number four, prayer. You seek remedy. You have no basis going to God and not knowing that it's been provided for. You'll be frustrated. What are you going to say at all? What are you going to say at all? So, know this. Question you have, is it provided for? Has God said it? We know God has said it. Is it in breach? Am I being frustrated? Am I being delayed from getting it? Then I seek a remedy. Prayer. I seek a remedy. I make a claim. I make a demand. Is somebody getting it? Thank you, Father. So in prayer, we say, who is it that says a thing? And it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. When the Lord has not commanded means that God must first make a provision. God must first make a commandment over your life. And if that commandment is being fought against by Satan, by his enemies, you come to God and say, no, you provided for this. But this is what is happening. It's a breach. And therefore, I make this claim. I make this petition. Your prayers must be founded on what God has promised. Lamentation 3:37 is a favorite prayer scripture. If you want to find a basis why you are praying, Lamentation 3:37, who is it that says a thing? And it cometh to pass. It means that something is coming to pass wrongly. But God has not ordered it. That's a breach. What must I do? I pray to correct it. You pray against it. Say amen. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me, I will condemn. And you realize that there are tongues wagging against you. All manner of accusations. And no, this ought not to be. You speak in prayer. I condemn it. I condemn it. It is a basis for prayer. Say amen. Isaiah 54 verse 17. So two things must always be the guide and the guard for your prayers. Number one, provision and precedent. Provision and precedent. The provision is God's word, what he has said about you. What is the precedent? What is the precedent? We always say, if he has done it before, he will do it again. If he has done it before, he will do it. That's precedent. Past practice, experience, a decision. God has ruled in favor of somebody. He said, well, that rule came because of God's word that was presented. And my case is similar. Say, my case is similar. So you take the same word and come on the basis, the reference, precedent. Ayebida. Obesan ayebiu. For example, Acts chapter 4. Please turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 4, where these two became the basis for prayer for the early church. We must learn from them. Acts chapter 4, as we know, the church has started. The Holy Spirit has come down, baptized all of them in the upper room. And then they were launched out to work. They were in the marketplaces preaching the word of God, doing all sort of wonders. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John caused a miracle to happen in the name of Jesus for a 40-year-old cripple. And the news spread in the township. The authority became scared and worried, and they decided to threaten them. So Acts chapter 4 verse 23, the Bible says, when they were released, they went to their own company. You need a prayer company. You need a praying company. They ran to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And what did they do? Verse 24. And when they had heard that they had been threatened, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, so listen to the prayer, and said, Lord, you are God who has made heaven and the earth and the sea. And so over here, look, no matter the emergency, acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. They were first of all acknowledging that God is the owner of all things. That's where you start. Amen. So verse 25, then they started quoting Bible. After acknowledging God, they started quoting Bible. They said, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the hidden rage and the people imagine vain things? They were literally quoting Psalm 2. They were quoting the Bible in prayer. And then afterwards, they said, therefore, Lord, behold their threat and deal with them. This is a precedent. The early church was threatened and they came to God. Is there a provision? Has God said anything about threats concerning us? Where do we find it? They have been reading the scriptures, Old Testament, and in prayer, especially the book of Psalms. And they noted that in chapter 2, David had prophesied, why do the hidden rage, the Gentiles, kick against the church, against his holy son, Jesus Christ? They took that prophecy literally as referring to Jesus. Therefore, what is happening to us now has already been provided for. That is the provision. And they lifted it up to God and started praying. God answered them and gave them more boldness. Amen, amen, amen. So, the point is this. They were threatened. But God has made a provision for protection, preservation. Pick that provision. Pick that word and go to God in prayer. Make your case. And you'll be fine. Is somebody fine already? Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I end today, why do we pray? I'll just mention it and then next week we take it up. There are so many points under this. Why we must pray. I'll give you five only, but there are so many reasons why we must pray. Number one, the necessity for prayer. Why we must pray. Number one, Jesus commanded it. Jesus commanded it. Jesus commanded it. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. John 16:24. Jesus says, until now you have asked me nothing. Ask and it shall be given unto you so that your joy may be full. Jesus commanded us to pray. Number two, why we must pray? Why we pray at all? It is our dependency syndrome. It is our dependency syndrome. It is our dependency syndrome. Prayer is our dependency on God. Dependency on God. Are you getting it? Number three, why we pray? It's a cure for anxiety. It's a cure for anxiety. Philippians 4:6-7. With prayers and thanksgiving, your anxiety will be cured. Number four, why we must pray? Prayer is to overcome temptation. If you are a praying person, temptation will not catch you. Matthew 26:41, Jesus says, watch and pray. Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. And I hope you know what temptation does. The aim of temptation is to fall you. Amen? Therefore, if you don't want to fall, don't be tempted. If you don't want to be tempted, pray. Amen? So you see why we must pray? And develop a praying culture. Number five, why we must pray? It is to seek deliverance from evil and the evil one himself. Jesus put it in the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Prayer deliverance from evil one. We'll come, this is a whole topic which many of us who ordinarily are supposed to be praying are seeking after. Please, in closing, do not judge prayer effectiveness by sight. Do not judge prayer effectiveness by sight. Do not judge prayer effectiveness by display. Please, judge prayer effectiveness by the word of God. Judge prayer effectiveness by the provision. Has God said it? If yes, then I can come under it and make my request. Persist at it. You don't need long grammar. In Gethsemane, Jesus, for 3 hours, was praying on one thing. Let the cup pass over. Let the cup pass over. For 3 hours, God kept quiet. Not all prayers are answered. Amen. Amen. You locate the word. Throughout last week and this week, I've been praying John 17:1. Only that. Only that. Hallelujah. It's a provision. Father, the time has come. Glorify your son so that your son will also glorify. Wow. Has it been said before? Yes. Was it answered? Yes. I come under it. The same situation. Am I a son of God? Yes. Do I need the same provision? Yes. If you glorify me, I will in turn testify. Then I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray. Has somebody gotten something? We shall continue next week. Amen.
Now, you have been charged to go and discharge. For counseling, fellowship, or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call now on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. All things are possible. Beloved, you have been listening to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Afrik Ahali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, Accra, Ghana. Faith comes by hearing and hearing again. We encourage you to get the full edition of this message and other series by Reverend Afrik from ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, near the Dansuman Kipit Park. We welcome you to our following services. Sunday service at 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. for the first service and 10 a.m. to 12 noon for the second service. Our Wednesday services are from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. For further information, contact us on 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Possibility, a city set on a hill, your church in Dansuman, where God makes every worshiper a possibility. God richly bless you.